I think the most important thing is to tell the truth about how the land was swindled from us as Dakota people. And it's shameful. It's a place of shame that should be corrected in whatever way that in our modern sense of justice. What can we do? That's the message I get every time these spirits come, is that we need to clean up our act. And that fort is a sham. It's a fort which its history is shameful. And so its use is no longer applicable to us today. So that maybe a historical marker could be placed there and just tear it down. And then maybe something futuristic in terms of something that would help us today maybe could be erected there. Because I think that what if we went to Germany and then some of these concentration camps, and we want to commemorate and stand there, and we'll say it's our history as veterans, and these are Nazis. Would we go along with that? I don't think we will. And like myself, I'm a veteran. I served years in the U.S. Army. But at the same time, anything that's shameful, I don't want no part of. I'm more optimistic for the young people. What can we do for our young people to make it a lot more truthful? What can they benefit from an old thing like that? Like myself, I wouldn't like the young people to perpetuate this mythology that it's a good place. It's a shameful place.